Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, stapling to the very end to make sure the best articles are there for you. Staple, staple, staple. The sound you hear at my office relentlessly for an hour before the show. Staple, staple, staple. It's the sound of Wayne Root getting ready. All right, so I want to start with a commentary that I wrote for Creator Syndicate, which syndicates my newspaper columns around the country on Sundays. And I think it's one you want to hear because it wraps together what's happening with the Supreme Court and what's happening with, or what happened with my honeymoon trip to Mar-a-Lago to see President Trump. So the title of my column this week, which comes out on Sunday, is The Three Worst Words for Liberals, America Haters, and the Mainstream Media, Trump is Back. Before I get to the 10,000-pound elephant in the room, the status of President Donald J. Trump, I first want to deal with the disastrous problem we face, namely the purposeful destruction of America. Things are pretty scary in America right now. We are being relentlessly attacked from within, from a thousand directions at once. I believe America and American exceptionalism are hanging by a thread. There's no greater Exhibit A for the destruction of America than Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Jackson has been exposed as soft on pedophilia and child porn. Not once, but in 10 separate cases. Hard to believe. She always chose the least severe punishment possible. She has been exposed as soft on Islamic terrorism. She represented terrorists at Guantanamo pro bono, free of charge. I mean, if someone gave me $1 million and I represented a bad guy, maybe you could understand that. But if I was willing to represent the most horrible people in the world for free because I love the cause, would you make me Supreme Court justice? She's been exposed as pro-critical race theory, which paints both America and white people as toxic and evil. And she's been exposed as completely unqualified based on so many of her rulings being overturned by higher courts. And then to top it off, as a bonus, Jackson couldn't or wouldn't define what a woman is. Oh, boy. But why should this surprise anyone? Jackson was chosen only based on the color of her skin. To pick someone based only on being black and female is disgraceful, blatantly racist, insulting, and disrespectful to every qualified American of any other race or gender. Yet it now appears Jackson will be confirmed for the highest court in the land. This is what America now stands for. Supreme Court justices that love pedophiles and terrorists and can't define what a woman is. I repeat for emphasis, America and American exceptionalism are hanging by a thread. But the news isn't all bad. I have fantastic news for anyone who loves this country, who wants to fight back, and who wants to make America great again. There is hope on the horizon. The cavalry is on the way. That's, of course, assuming we can survive this massive communist assault upon America for three more years, and that's a big question. But it's now clear President Donald J. Trump is back to lead the battle, bigger and bolder than ever before. So, I say that not only as a man that studies polls religiously, but as a witness who just spent a week up close and personal with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. First, the polls. The most credible poll out there is the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, meaning the average of many credible polls. This poll of polls shows Trump is now the most popular politician in America. And it's not even close. That's despite the media spending billions of dollars to bury him. Another poll from Emerson College shows Trump just hit 59% approval. Again, in another planet from Biden. In other words, Biden was at 43%. Trump's up by 16 points. Finally, in a new poll conducted by the Republican National Campaign Committee, in 77 battleground congressional districts, Biden sits 15 points underwater. And get this, 45% of voters strongly disapprove of the job Biden's doing. 17% strongly approve of the job Biden's doing. 45-17. And rumor has it, those 17% mostly reside in mental institutions. Now to my personal testimony. My wife Cindy and I just returned from our honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's magical estate and private club in Palm Beach, Florida. This amazing trophy property may be the most valuable residential property in all of the United States of America. I saw President Trump each night for dinner. I spent time up close and personal with the man, and I could tell you several things that should scare the heck out of liberals. Number one, Trump looked healthy, strong, and confident. Number two, he was carefree. He was actually spinning records like a DJ during dinner. He has eclectic taste ranging from opera to rock to rap to pop tunes. I'm not kidding you. I have no doubt Trump could make millions per night as DJ Prez at Las Vegas nightclubs. I also watched as Trump, the former leader of the free world, personally gave out the awards to the winners of the men's, ladies, and seniors golf tournaments at his Trumpage National Golf Club. How's that for carefree? By the way, the senior tournament winner was Donald J. Trump. I witnessed many famous GOP politicians in Mar-a-Lago, hat in hand, begging for Trump's support, including rhino Republican politicians who act like they don't care about Trump when talking to the media. So much for that lie. Trump is very much back in the game. He's got his mojo back. He looked very much like President number 45 and 47. I have no doubt Trump is the winner in 2024, but that's only if we make it to 2024. As I said to President Trump, and I quote, "I love and appreciate you. I believe you are the winner of the rigged 2020 election. After the disaster of Biden, I believe you'll win the 2024 election by a large margin. But the real question is, can America survive another 3 years?" That's the most important question in the history of America. So that's my column that's coming out on Sunday. It's got good news, it's got bad news. The bad news is, I can't even believe that Joe Manchin is going to vote yes for the confirmation of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I can't even believe what a fool this man is. I can't believe that someone who's pro-pedophile, pro-terrorist, is going to sit on the United States Supreme Court, and someone who doesn't know the definition of a woman. This is how far our nation has fallen. The good news is, Trump's on the way. Trump's the cavalry. Trump fights back hard. Trump will win in 2024. The other bad news is, do we make it to 2024? I don't know. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't know. But here's the article. Joe Manchin announces he intends to vote to confirm radical Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. He just announced this today. I mean, he's out of his mind. He says, after meeting with Judge Jackson, considering her record and closely monitoring her testimony and questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee, did he hear the same questions that I did? I have determined, this is Joe Manchin talking, I have determined I intend to vote for her nomination to serve on the Supreme Court. So it's just absolutely insane that anybody who's considered moderate would vote for this Jackson. Senator Mitch McConnell, who's pretty moderate and not my cup of tea, I can't stand him, he's a coward, announced his opposition to Jackson on Thursday, sending an early signal to Republicans to oppose Jackson's confirmation. But if they have Manchin, they win. Simple as that. And they're going to probably get like Mitt Romney and a couple others. I mean, it's mind-blowing that Republicans would vote for somebody this horrible and this radical. Here's the story. Okay, what do we have left? Like 2 minutes, Chris? 2 minutes exactly, all right? So I can get the highlights in. Child porn criminal sentenced to 3 months by Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Says he was angry at her for the 3 month sentence until fellow kiddie porn convicts told him they got 5 years in prison. And then he realized she gave him the break of a lifetime. Wesley Hawkins, the child porn criminal sentenced. Child porn criminal sentenced to just 3 months in prison by Biden Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson told the Washington Post he was angry with her for being sent to prison at all until fellow first-time child porn convicts told him they received 5 or 6 years in prison. He ended up feeling sympathy for Jackson that she had to sentence him for a crime he committed when he was just getting started in life. He's now 27. He was 18 when he was arrested, 19 when sentenced by Jackson. He found himself feeling sympathy for the judge he's once been angry with. I wasn't happy she gave me 3 months, though after reflection, when I was in jail, I was hearing from other people who said it was their first time and they got 5 or 6 years. I mean, how do you put this woman on the Supreme Court? He was caught searching online for photos of teen boys and pulled back into a halfway house. So this is after he got out. He acknowledged he'd been in a dark place. 6 years after his release from prison, having lost his job, he did not dispute a probation petition. That night, 2019, he had searched for material and images of males 13 to 16 years old, prompting Jackson to send him back to the halfway house. It was not because I reoffended. It was not because I did anything illegal, Hawkins says. They felt I was at a high risk of reoffending. Absolutely unbelievable. These are the people that these liberals defend. Weirdos, strange pedophile scumbags, pieces of human garbage with horrible mental illness and problems that can never be solved until you cut off their you-know-what. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades. decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is Friday, the 25th of March. We're almost at April. Wow. I just want to see something. You know, April Fool's Day. Am I going to be on the air for April Fool's Day? Is it a Friday? Yeah. Next Friday is April 1st. I'll have to come up with something interesting for all of you. April Fool's Day. All right. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now you've got friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. Mike and Brian, your friends of Mike and Brian, because you're a friend and fan of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So I spent the whole, beginning of this hour talking about Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I can't believe that Joe Manchin, I've always said I really doubt this guy. For a while, I thought, wow, it's so obvious he's got to switch to the GOP. And he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it, and he wouldn't do it. And then I realized he won't do it because he's a real dyed-in-the-wool traditional Democrat. And he's willing to live with the radical nutcases rather than switch to the GOP. He isn't a Republican. He's not. He's not anywhere near a conservative. And so now today you got a taste of it. You thought he saved America with a few of those bills he went against with Biden, but he's willing to vote for somebody who is, soft on pedophiles, soft on child porn, soft on terrorism, Islamic terrorism, and can't define women. It's unbelievable. And loves critical race theory. And all the people in our government is so effed up, it's unbelievable. To think that I grew up watching FBI with Efren Zimbalist Jr. To think that I still watch FBI, brought to you by the producers of
of, what is it, Law and Order and Chicago PD and Chicago Med, Chicago Fire. The same guy brings you FBI and FBI Most Wanted. And I watch those shows. And I always find myself rooting for the FBI because I'm a very pro-police guy. I'm a very pro-law enforcement guy. So I watch those shows and I love my FBI agents. But that's not what real-life FBI agents are about anymore. They're a bunch of transsexuals, a bunch of pedophile lovers, a bunch of liberal communist scumbags. They filled the ranks of the FBI with total, complete anti-American scumbags. And here's the proof. The FBI scuttles a Ketanji Brown Jackson celebration at the L.A. field office. The Washington Free Beacon republished this story. The FBI quickly moved to quash a celebration for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination after the Washington Free Beacon published a March 11th Save the Date flyer from the FBI office contained in an email that was circulated to all employees and then reported on by Fox News. The party was to be hosted by the agency's Women and Black Affairs Committees. This is today's FBI. It's an embarrassment to America. These are people that shouldn't be in the FBI office. You shouldn't be in the FBI, not because you're black or a woman, obviously, because you're a biased communist who likes people that are pro-pedophile and pro-critical race theory, hates white people, and can't define a woman. Remember that movie of Al Pacino, Scent of a Woman? Today, you'd have to do a movie. I don't know what the scent of a woman is. I don't know if it's a woman or a man. It's so bizarre. Scent of a woman with a man's penis. The whole thing is, scent of a jockstrap on a woman. The whole thing is so ridiculous. I'm sorry, folks. I've always been the most pro-gay Republican conservative you could ever find because I couldn't care less what you do in your bedroom. I guess that's why I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination and wound up on their presidential ticket. I don't care if you're gay. Trans is a whole different story, and if you don't gender fluid, whole different story. If you don't understand what makes a man and a woman, and you can't define a woman and you can't define a man, if you think people are allowed to mentally just say, I feel like I'm a woman even though I'm a man, that makes me a woman, you're nuts. You're mentally ill. These are the most mentally ill people in our society. It's got nothing to do with gay. You want to be gay? Go be gay. You want to be lesbian? Go be lesbian. This is weirdo-ism. These are strange people. And the FBI is part of them. And the Supreme Court now has got them. These people don't know if they're a man or a woman. Mental cuckoo nutcases, nut jobs. As part of the massive backpedal, an FBI spokesman said the incident was addressed immediately and does not reflect the high standards of the FBI. No, it does. That's your real FBI.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden warned at the NATO summit in Brussels that a food shortage is imminent following the effect of sanctions levied against Russia coming to pass.
So talk about food shortages, and it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example.
Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky all passed bills that would ban transgender youth from participating in girls' sports, the latest in a flurry of state legislation by Republicans on a heated election year issue. In addition to the Republican-sponsored Save Women's Sports Act, Arizona lawmakers passed legislation that would prohibit physicians from providing gender-affirming surgery to minors. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Biden, the gaffe machine strikes again. All the headlines and conservative websites are about Biden giving a speech in front of the troops today in Poland. And made all kinds of dumb comments and strange comments and bizarre comments. The guy's just not there anymore. He's just not there. You got to admit, finally, the President of the United States is mentally not there and belongs in a nursing home. He has dementia. He belongs in a nursing home. It's as simple as that. And I'll tell you more about it as the show goes on. I'll also tell you about the latest with Hunter Biden and the biowarfare labs in Ukraine. Maybe that's the reason from day one that Biden was so... And I said that from day one. I didn't know anything at that point, you know, a couple months ago about Hunter Biden and biowarfare labs. But I knew that there was some reason Biden was so desperate to start World War III and so desperate to support Ukraine when we all know Ukraine is the most corrupt nation in the world. And most of Biden's corruption centers around China and Ukraine. So I knew there was a reason he wanted to cover some of his dirty deeds up in Ukraine. Now we're hearing about biowarfare labs that were literally involved with financing from Hunter Biden's people. So maybe the reason you have COVID is because they invented COVID in some sort of biowarfare lab and sent it towards America, and we were the ones that financed it all. Very, very crazy stuff going on in the world. But I can tell you right now, they're scared to death of what we might find in Ukraine. And the Biden administration wants to go in there and protect Biden because there's bad things on the ground. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020, retailers say smash and grab is at a crisis level. Matter of fact, just 2 days ago, one of my friends witnessed a massive robbery in Beverly Hills. They were there when a massive robbery happened, and they took $3 million from a jewelry store, worth of jewels from a jewelry store. This is going on every minute of every day in big cities across America. Small businesses under attack. And it's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a very special discount. That's Hero 2020. State restrictions may apply. We've got our guest here, Ken Silva, who is national security correspondent with the Epoch Times. Up until recently, I never knew it was pronounced Epoch. I always said Epoch Times. And I know that everyone's got that problem. I spoke to someone the other day who's written columns for your newspaper and still called it the Epoch Times. But I'm correct, right? The correct pronunciation, Ken, is Epoch Times, correct?
You can call it Epoch. You can call it Epoch. Just don't call it fake news.
Well, we know it's not fake news. It's real news. It's the truth. So I thank you for that. It's great to have you on the show, and let's hope it's a regular gig, because I like to get news from good sources, and I know that Epoch Times is a good source. So you've written two in-depth pieces about what appear to be FBI right-wing infiltration operations. I just went on a rant, not even realizing you were the next guest and this was your topic. I went on a rant in the last segment about the FBI and how bad they've become, how they were trying to have a celebration at their L.A. office for this Ketanji Brown Jackson as Supreme Court nominee, probably being confirmed now. It's kind of official. She's going to get confirmed because she's got Manchin's vote. And they were going to have a celebration in an FBI office. Why? Just because she's black? Just because she's a woman? It's so ridiculous. But tell us what you found about the FBI infiltrating in right-wing groups.
Well, first of all, thanks again for having me. I did hear your last segment, and let's not forget the FBI is always also the one that covered up the Jeffrey Epstein scandal for over two decades, started in 1995. So it has a long history of promoting and enabling pedophilia. But what I've written about over the last couple of weeks is also from the 90s, and it's about an FBI right-wing infiltration operation called Patriot Conspiracy, which was codenamed PATCON for short. And this program entailed three undercover FBI agents literally posing as domestic terrorists. They pretended to be white supremacists operating a militia called the Veterans Aryan Movement, which of course was in fact an FBI front group. And they told all their right-wing buddies that they were bank robbers who funded their terrorism with their proceeds of crime. The story around PATCON spans five decades now, but that's kind of what PATCON is in a nutshell.
It's amazing to me that the FBI is just turns out to be completely non-credible, unreliable, just terrible in my opinion, just awful. And you know, I did a story. I got to tell you a story. Being that you do a lot of FBI stuff, Ken, let's rap a little bit about a story I found a few years back. Do you remember when we had the major, massive terror attack in Las Vegas? You know, that white guy, supposedly, one fat white guy went into the Mandalay Bay Towers and shot 500 people and killed 50 in the worst attack in the history of America. And I certainly call it a terror attack, whether it's terrorism or not, per se, it was a terror attack. You remember that attack, right? The Vegas massacre.
A lot of people have a lot of questions about that attack. I haven't investigated it deeply, but there's a lot of smelly things surrounding that.
Yes, and I agree with that. And the FBI came out after a year. They made everyone wait a year. Then they had a one-page summation of what they felt about the attack, and they pinned it all on the one fat white guy, which I thought was ridiculous and questionable and just, you know, beyond the pale. But forget all that. That's not even what I'm talking about. After the shooting, many of the victims' relatives got phone calls from the FBI Victim Assistance Office, which is supposed to help you because your spouse just got murdered. And do you know when they called them, do you know what they said? They gave them the name of a class action attorney to call. So I wrote in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, when I was a columnist there, I wrote a story about how corrupt the FBI had become, that they're doing telemarketing to the survivors of people murdered at the worst terror attack in the history of America. You know, 50 people dead, 500 shot, and they're giving you the name of the law firm to contact. You don't think the FBI is getting a cut when they send you to a law firm and you sign with that law firm? They must be getting kickbacks or a cut of the eventual reward. And I wrote that, and it was obvious to everyone who read it that the FBI is dirty and corrupt and getting paid off by a law firm here in Las Vegas. And sure enough, the FBI responded and just said that Wayne Root is completely incorrect. No such thing ever happened. Well, it just so happens one of my best friends in the world, his son-in-law was shot dead. And the son-in-law's wife got a call from the FBI Victim Assistance Office, and they told her the phone number to call of a class action law firm here in Las Vegas. Have you ever heard anything so dirty in your life?
I've never heard that. I wish I could say I'm surprised, but after all that I've read and written about the FBI, sadly, that sounds
nothing
true.
Nothing surprised you, right? Nothing.
My understanding of that's how they treated the Epstein victims, too, is, you know, not treating them as victims, but treating them, you know, what were you wearing on that night, little 15-year-old girl that made that billionaire attack you?
Unbelievable. And I'd say, look, I'm just a smart businessman, and I'm telling you, who happens to moonlight as a radio host, there's no way the FBI is giving out the name and phone number of a law firm and urging you to call them for a class action lawsuit unless the person giving you that number is getting a piece of the action. So I don't know if it's the FBI itself or just a dirty employee at the FBI, and maybe after what I wrote, they actually fired a few of those employees in the Victims Assistance Office, but never admitted to it and covered it up and made believe Wayne Root was wrong or Wayne Root was lying, but I know for a fact they told surviving people whose relatives or spouses were murdered, shot in the brain, and the brain shot out under tremendous trauma, and they said, oh, you should call a lawyer right now. This is a class action lawsuit, and I've got the lawyer for you. Who would imagine the FBI would do that? That's amazing. So I'm with you. I think the FBI is just horrible. They've sunk to levels nobody could ever imagine. You also report the FBI incited groups to violence. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, and this is according to a former FBI informant who worked on PADCON operations, and he came out around 2010 as a whistleblower, and he told a Utah attorney named Jesse Trenadu that he believes that when he started working on PADCON operations, he thought it was to infiltrate and inform about these extremist groups, and he had, in fact, come to conclude that it was actually to infiltrate and incite these extremist groups. And this is in court records and a heavily censored Newsweek article, an uncensored copy of which I have in my hands.
So this is like reminds me of of there's several cases like this where they're inciting it. I believe Michigan was like that, right? Where they said these guys, these extremists tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer, and then it turned out it was law enforcement. I believe it was the FBI. My memory doesn't serve me correctly. It was the FBI that literally urged these guys to put the kidnapping together. Is that, am I remembering that story right?
Oh, if you're going to have to stop me before I talk all day about Michigan, because I've been covering the trial, and that is absolutely correct. There were about 25 people in the so-called plot to kidnap Michigan's governor in 2020. At least 12 of them were informants. And so you have to ask yourself, how would this plot have even gotten off the ground if almost half of them weren't connected to the feds in one manner or another?
All right, we're on the run. Radio's quick, but Ken Silva got his points in and did a great job, and I want you to come back anytime you got a great story, Ken, involving national security or involving the FBI and the failings of the FBI. They are the fraudulent Bureau of Non-Investigation. They are the worst. They're the Keystone Cops, laughing stock of the nation, except it's not something to laugh over. It's something to cry over, what's happened to our FBI, how they persecute conservatives and let real criminals like pedophiles walk free. Ken Silva with the Epic Times national security correspondent. Check out the Epic, as some know it as the Epoch Times. It's a great publication, and we appreciate the work you do, Ken Silva. Thank you.
Thanks again for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
Let us know when you have more stories, Ken. We'll have you on again and again. Wade Allyroot. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyroot, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the show. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Now, you know Sons of Liberty as our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD. And they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. If it's like one-eighth as good as Sons of Liberty CBD, it'll be the best product in the country when it comes to vitamin D3. And by the way, you never have to swallow a pill again. You just spray it under your tongue. You get 15,000 IU daily, a mega dose. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. That's the website. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. The best vitamin D you could possibly take would be vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. So, Hunter Biden's laptop reveals the Biden family's ties to secret biological projects in the Ukraine. I mean, I wonder where you go with this. Is Joe Biden the reason we got COVID? Is Hunter Biden the reason we got COVID? Were they working with the Ukrainians and the Chinese to send COVID our way? Are they responsible for 1 million dead people in the United States of America? Jack Maxey, former host of The War Room with Steve Bannon, says that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell contains damning information about how the Biden crime family is involved with secret biological projects in Ukraine. Maxey, who's now in Switzerland releasing the full contents of Biden's laptop on a private server, says the DOD, the Department of Defense, and organized crime syndicates in Ukraine are also involved in the schemes. That's great. It's the United States Department of Defense and the Biden crime family and organized crime all together killing us all. A company called Metabiota, and they say they can link Metabiota with EcoHealth Alliance and the World Economic Forum, and Jeffrey Epstein reportedly helped run the projects. What we know from the most recent data dumps is that Hunter Biden conspired with a guy named Mykola, excuse me for, you know, maybe butchering this, but Mykola Zuchevsky, the head of the infamous Ukrainian gas company Burisma, to conduct these secret biological projects in Ukraine. And both Hunter and Mykola were promised fivefold returns in 3 months. Have you ever been promised if you put $100,000 in a business, you'll get back $500,000 in 3 months? You ever have that promise? I never have. Where do they get deals like this? The last person with deals like this was Hillary Clinton with Whitewater. You know, where they could trade stocks and make five times their money in 3 months. It's amazing. They privatized the work of our biological labs at Fort Detrick in the United States, and we're running the development of these projects in Ukraine, Maxie says. Fort Detrick, by the way, is a DOD-run biological lab facility that ran biological weapons programs as far back as 1969. The name has also come up several times in investigations surrounding the true origins of COVID, see? So the full contents of Hunter's laptop are being revealed to the world. Since the revelations on Hunter's laptop also implicate his daddy in the White House, chances are the scandal will be swept under the rug at least as long as possible. I don't really think so anymore, because I think they want to get rid of Biden. He's the least popular president in history. Everybody hates Biden. Remember that show Everybody Hates Chris for Chris Rock? Everybody hates Biden. And people are starting to love and desire having Trump back again. So my guess is they're going to dump Biden and throw him under the bus. But it's really amazing if you can tie them to, you know, biological projects and warfare bio labs. I mean, unbelievable. So Maxie says he's going to drop the full contents of Hunter's laptop for all the world to see. And this will expose the true extent and level of corruption taking place behind the thin veneer of government as it publicly presents itself. He says these people want a collapse. They want a violent revolution. They want a new world order. They want a one world government. This isn't going to be anything shocking that suddenly shocks people back to their senses. They never had any senses in the first place. They all just came out of the closet as Marxists once they reached critical mass, and now they're out and proud. And this is what I've been telling you for so long about Cloward Piven and my time at Columbia University. Everybody I knew at Columbia, and it wasn't just Columbia. Columbia represents all Ivy Leagues, whether you went to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or Dartmouth or Penn. It doesn't matter. Columbia and all these schools, all the kids were the same as the ones I met at Columbia. They were all out and proud at being communists. And some of them were out and proud of being gay, and some of them were out and proud of being transsexual. And, you know, look, they seem to love flaunting the fact that they're not normal. They're not the normal American who loves America, who's a patriot, who believes in American exceptionalism. I don't care if you're gay. I don't even care if you're trans. I care if you love America. The people at Ivy League schools are not normal. They hate America. They're at the best colleges in the world that guarantee them that they're going to be rich in the business world. And instead of loving it and thanking America for this cool ride, they all get to the best schools in America. Once they're accepted, they hate America and brag about how they're going to take America down and destroy America. It's truly amazing and bizarre. Wayne Allyn-Root. My email's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my website's RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for, F-O-R, America.com. We'll see you in a sec. Wayne Allyn-Root, new hour coming up next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four.